Hello, this is Blessings from the Heart, and I'm Pastor Cecil A. Thompson. The title for today is Pour It In. Unusual title, isn't it? Pour It In. Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 reads this way. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In one of the churches I served, I was helping to staff Bible classes. One teacher came with high credentials. After the first few weeks, I was speaking with a man who attended that teacher's class. He mentioned that when the Bible material was being taught, it was like his head was being opened and God's word was being poured in. P-O-U-R-E-D, poured in. Wow. I thought that was the highest evaluation that could be given to a teacher. You know, I've so wanted to labor for the Lord in such a way that the hearts and minds of my hearers and readers would be opened and the pure word of God would be poured in. You know, the first words in today's scripture seem to have put this concept the right way. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. In order to have the word of God dwell in us, we must spend time in the word. How much time do you spend, or I spend, each day with the Bible? Quiet, isn't it? How much time do we spend each week? Gets pretty embarrassing, doesn't it? Some people go weeks or even months without ever reading their Bible. May God forgive us. And may God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. And this is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.